Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Prepare the way of the Lord. What does it mean to prepare? What does this word entail when we think about preparing for anything, really? Usually when we think about preparing, it's for something good that's coming, right? Something better down the road, on the horizon that we're getting ready for. I think of some of the things that we might prepare for in a regular rhythm of life. Around the holidays, we prepared probably for Thanksgiving and a meal for the family for Christmas. We might do the same thing, all of the shopping and preparations that go into getting ready for a feast and for family and fellowship together. We might prepare for a birthday party coming up. I happened to have a birthday last week, and I do notice, though, that when your little birthday parties are a little bit more of a big thing, it tends to lose its luster when you hit a certain age, and you're like, I don't think I need a birthday this year, it's all right. Plus, when you're a kid, you get a new Lego set and chocolate cake, and when you get to be my age, you get a snow shovel and a salad. It's a very different. But sometimes the things we prepare for are work, right? I remember some of my relatives are lawyers, and a husband and wife, and I remember when they graduated from law school, they were both talking about how hard they had to prepare for the bar exams. Sometimes preparation is hard work. And it seems the bigger the life event, the more challenging the preparation can become. Especially in the season of Advent, I think about preparing for the coming of a child into our lives, right? Think about preparing for that first baby to come into our lives and all the things you have to do to get ready and the stuff you have to have and all the ways in which you wonder if you'll have what it takes to be okay. Now, I want to go on record and say that for many people, they'll say that first child is the most difficult, and after that, number two or number three, if you have more, the preparation is far less stressful, but that's only true if you're not having twins. Just let the record show. Maybe you've had to prepare for a new job at some point in your life, or maybe a move across the country, or maybe downsizing from a home you've lived in for decades to a smaller place in a retirement community. All good, exciting changes, right? But preparation is not usually easy. Preparation is hard work. It's like active waiting in the midst of anticipation. And because of that, preparation can sometimes be scary and stressful, can be filled with pressure. And often I've found that in that time of preparation, we might discover some things about our own inadequacies or our own shortcomings as we realize we don't know exactly what to do. Preparation is not an easy thing. And yet today, John the Baptist invites us to prepare the way of the Lord. Now, I have trouble preparing dinner for my kids on a weeknight. How in the world are we supposed to prepare for the coming of the Lord? What does that entail? Well, John gives us a couple things today. First, he says to repent. The first thing that he tells us for the coming of Christ that we need to think about is to repent. This is an idea that means that we look deep down inside ourselves with honesty and self-evaluation. And when we do such a thing, it almost always means that some things are going to change, that something about our lives might look different in the end. I think about the Jewish people hearing John say this in our gospel today. All the Jewish leaders, a central part of this prophecy was what Isaiah was saying, that when the Savior comes, the Savior would not just be for Israel, but would be a light to the Gentiles, that this would be a Messiah for all nations. So for some of those Jewish leaders, it meant that those who had been excluded for a long time would now be included in the family of God. This wasn't just for the Jewish people, but this was salvation for everyone. And for them, that might mean letting go of some of their practices or their ways of thinking or how they thought about and treated their neighbors. Preparation is not easy. And then toward the end, John says that the one who is coming after me will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, I don't know about you, but I prefer the kind of baptism that's a Holy Spirit and water, because the fire sounds terrifying, right? Does that sound easy or comfortable? No, not at all. But I think that's part of the point, that preparation is not an easy thing. And when the Lord is coming, that's not an easy thing to prepare for. We see this throughout the scriptures in the life of Moses. When he encounters God in the burning bush, he falls down on his face, and at the end he says, "Lord, send someone else, not me." In the life of the prophet Isaiah that we heard from today, when he gets his call from the Lord, he says, "I'm a man of unclean lips and an unclean heart. I can't possibly speak for you, God." And he has a vision of an angel coming and taking a burning coal and placing it on his lips so that he can be purified. And Peter, when he's called by Jesus, he falls down and says, "Lord, go away from me, for I'm a sinful man." And Paul, he's knocked off of his horse in the desert and blinded for 3 days before his heart is opened to be prepared by God. When the Lord comes and calls, it changes everything. And it's rarely easy, but it's so worth it. I want to invite you to think back on your own life and experience about those seasons where maybe you now see that God was working in you, preparing you for something. When I look back on those types of seasons in my life, those places where I now see that God was preparing me for something coming up, that I realize those were not easy times. God was teaching me, challenging me, stretching me, sometimes rebuking me, forcing me to examine myself deep down inside, and these were often the hardest and most difficult seasons in my life. But also, after every time, something amazing and incredible followed, because it turns out that was exactly what God was preparing me for. Friends, I think that we as a church, as Good Shepherd, might be going through a season of preparation right now. I realize that for some of you, this has been a difficult season. This last year. For some of us, our theology has been challenged, our peace and our comfort zones have been upset and shaken, and for some of us, to be honest, dear friends have gone away, which can make this feel like a season of hopelessness, like a long winter. I also know that for some of you, it's been a season of hope and joy, like a light breaking through the long night of exclusion, finally seeing yourself or someone you dearly love who's been excluded by the church, now expressly included in written words, and it feels like hope and new possibility. If we're to prepare the way of the Lord, it's never easy. It's also going to mean that we have to prepare the way for everyone that Jesus is going to bring along with him when he comes, and I guarantee there's going to be someone when Jesus comes that he brings along in that crowd that I'm uncomfortable with, that you might be uncomfortable with. It's going to stretch us and change us and challenge us, but that's the beauty of Isaiah's prophecy today, that the wolf and the lamb will lie together, that the lion and the calf, the leopard and the goat will come together in peace and harmony and joy. When we think of preparing, I think we typically think of what we are going to do, what we have to take care of, but what if God is actually the one doing the preparing in us for what God is going to do next? In our text today, God, after all, is the one who calls John the Baptist and gives him words to speak, and his work and word was not easy nor comfortable, but at the same time, it was a beautiful, thrilling, and exciting invitation to the kingdom of God. Now, here's the thing. For me, I'm perfectly happy preparing the way of the Lord on my own terms and on my own timetable. You know what I mean? We have our Advent wreath on the kitchen table. We do our devotions in the evening. We can buy our ELCA good gift or whatever it might be. We're doing these familiar and comfortable things to prepare for the season. Thank you very much, God. I've got it under control. But the problem is, whenever the Spirit starts stirring something up, whenever God gets involved in that preparation, it seems to mess everything up because God challenges me and forces me about a zillion yards outside my comfort zone into the land of the unfamiliar. And if we're going to think about preparing the way of the Lord, we need to be aware of something, that there is this infectious, intoxicating delusion that's pervasive in American Christianity today. This idea that tells us that when the Spirit is moving and when God is at work in your life, then everything will be nice and wonderful and it will just feel good. It'll be like a warm hug, a soft blanket, a puppy and a cup of hot chocolate. But friends, that's not the Spirit. That's a Hallmark Christmas movie, which is fine. Don't get me wrong. Hallmark movies are great, but let's just not confuse the two. Seems to me that every time God moves in people's lives, preparing them for whatever God is about to do, God has this habit of yanking our comfortable footing out from beneath us and calling us to the brink of uncertainty so that finally we can no longer trust in ourselves or our abilities, but only in God. And we see that over and over in the biblical story, right? We see it in the life of Paul. We see it in the life and ministry of Moses. We see it in Peter. And in this Advent season, we certainly see it in Mary and Joseph. So biblically speaking, when our comfortable and familiar surroundings start to get shaken, that's when we should really pay close attention and open our spiritual ears and eyes and see what God is doing, because the Spirit is almost certainly preparing us for something that's coming next. And if I'm right, and if this is a season of preparation, if the Spirit is stirring something up here, preparing us for what God has in store, then I am in. I'm all in. I'm going to dig deep into this season with prayerful expectation and hope. I'm going to invest in this ministry of Good Shepherd. Share a little bit personal here, but Gail and I have talked a lot about this in the last months. We've prayed about this. One of the things we've noticed is that Good Shepherd has been struggling financially over this past year, which is new territory, I think, for Good Shepherd too, as I understand it. And as we thought about this, we realized that we were giving to the church, yes, but honestly, we were giving comfortably. We weren't giving sacrificially. We weren't stretching ourselves. So we took a good look at our resources. We took this to God in prayer and decided that we were called to start tithing, to commit to that, which is fancy church talk for giving 10% of whatever you bring in back to God, the one from whom everything comes anyway, right? So I share this simply to invite you to join us, to lean into this season where God is preparing us for something. Because I believe in this church. I believe in you. I believe in the work that God has for us here together. And if you believe in this, I invite you to pray in this season too, to pray about how God might be preparing you in your heart for something new. Pray about how God might be calling you to invest in this work, this holy work. For some of us, that might be financial. For others, it might be serving or volunteering in new ways or getting involved in a way to grow spiritually on a deeper level in a new Bible study or a small group. Friends, there was a time in my life where the world was falling out from under my feet, where my job was uncertain, my faith was uncertain, and everything felt like it was falling apart. But now I see that God was preparing me to come here, to this community. And I'm so thankful for this church. Good Shepherd was the fulfillment of God's promise to me after a long, hard season in my life. And in many ways, it was a dream come true for our family. This is a place where Gail and I, my wife, we get to serve in ministry together. It's a place where my children get to grow up in this community of passionate followers of Jesus, in an intergenerational community where they know people who are babies and they know people who are in their 90s. And it's a beautiful thing. I love this church, and I believe in this church, and most importantly, I believe in the Holy Spirit that's working here among us, preparing us for God's future. All you have to do is look in the narthex and see all the lives that will be touched this holiday season by the generosity of the faithful disciples here, or think about how 40-plus new members will be joining us and committing to God's mission this Sunday at the 9:30 service. As we prepare for the coming of the Lord, may we too be open to God's preparing of our hearts. May we be open and moldable and malleable to what the Spirit is doing in this place, so that we can become the body of Christ, given away for the sake of the world, to be a light to all people. Amen.